Maseches Trumas, Perek Yud, Mishnah Yud Aleph. In the previous Mishnah, Mishnah Yud, we mentioned that the Tana held standard vegetables when pickled together, they don't transfer flavor, and therefore if one of them is usser, it won't make the other one become usser. And the Rav pointed out that's only pickling, but when it comes to cooking, the opinion of the previous Tana in the last Mishnah holds that regarding cooking, all flavor is transferred, even by standard vegetables, not just the sharp vegetables. The Mishnah Yud Aleph lists several other opinions. And it goes as follows. Rabbi Yasi says, Kol nishlakim imatradin asurin. Anything that's cooked, nishlakim means a well-cooked. Anything that's well-cooked with tradim. Tradim are a type of beets, a sharp-flavored beet. That anything that's cooked with the beets that are truma, these tradim, these sharp beets, Asurim, the other vegetables will become, asur will become forbidden to a non-kain, mepnei shehein naisnin es hatam, because they give flavor. And Rabbi Yasi is of the opinion that specifically these trudin, these sharp beets, but all other foods, when cooked together, they do not exchange flavor, and asur foods won't make the mutter foods become asur, not like the opinion of the Tan of the last Mishnah. Reb Shimon says he also is of the similar opinion as Reb Yasi, that standard foods, even when cooked together, do not exchange flavor. However, he brings another exception. Kruv shel shikya, a cabbage that's grown in an irrigated field. Im kruv shel baal, that's cooked together with a cabbage that grew in a rainwatered field. Usser, rain-watered cabbage is truma or something else usser, it will make the irrigated field cabbage become usser, mepneishu beilea, because it will absorb the flavor. And this is because the one that's the irrigated field that does not have enough rainwater, it has less water and the cabbage has less moisture inside of it, whereas the one that grows on rainwater alone has plenty of water and has much more moisture inside of it. And the drier cabbage will absorb liquid that's being released by the moist cabbage. In such a situation, there is an exchange that the dry cabbage will absorb flavor from the moist cabbage. And then it will make, if it's, for example, truma, a moist cabbage that's truma, will make the dry cabbage become aser to non-kayin, specifically this case, but otherwise food, vegetables that are cooked with other vegetables do not exchange flavor, according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda, another opinion says, Kol mispashlim zem zem mutarim. All foods that are cooked together, any two foods of the same type that are cooked together, they are going to be mutar, even if one's truma and the other one's not. We don't assume any flavor was exchanged. Ela ema basar. With the exception of meats, when meat are cooked together with other meats, and one meat was usser, was forbidden for whatever reason, and it was cooked together with a mutter meat, so then it will exchange flavor and will make them both forbidden. So meat is the only exception, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Rav says that we don't paskin like the Tanaim in this Mishnah, rather we paskin like the Tana in the previous Mishnah, that only by pickling standard vegetables don't exchange flavor. But regarding cooking, all vegetables exchange flavor. The Mishnah now continues discussing liver. Rabbi Yehudan ben Uri says, Hakaved, a liver, aiseres, that will make other things that is cooked with become forbidden. Ve'enin aiseres, but it doesn't become forbidden itself when it's cooked with something that's usher. Mipnei shi peletas ve'enin belas. Because it releases its flavor, but it doesn't absorb flavor. And this is because the liver is filled with large amounts of blood. And as it's cooking, as it's boiling, it's constantly releasing the liquid inside of it. And in the process of this constant release, it only releases and it doesn't absorb. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehudah ben Uri. So if the liver itself is usher, it will make other things usher because it releases its flavor. But if there's something else usher cooking with it, the liver will still be mutter because it doesn't absorb since it's constantly releasing large amounts of the liquid, the blood that's inside of the liver. The Rav says we don't paskin like this opinion. We paskin that a liver does absorb as well as release its flavor, and therefore even boiling one liver itself will be problematic because it will release the blood and then it will absorb it back in. And the only way to kosher the liver is to first roast it over the fire, and then the blood drips out and stays out. Mishnah Yud Beis. Be'yashon esbashla b'tavlin asurin. If you have an egg that was cooked with tavlin, the spices that were usher, the spices for whatever reason were usher, they were chumar for other reasons why they were usher. Afilu chelmin shela usher mipnei shu be'leia. Even the yolk of the egg will become usher because the egg is be'leia. It absorbs the flavor, and the flavor of the spices will go not only through the shell, through the white of the egg, but even into the yolk, and will make the yolk become usher from these spices. The Mishnah ends off, Mei shlakais, the water from well-cooked vegetables, truma vegetables, Umei kvashim, and the water from pickled truma vegetables, Mei shlakais and Mei kvashim shel truma, asurim lazar. Both of these liquids are forbidden to azar, a non-kayan, because the liquid will get flavor released from the truma vegetables. Regarding the fact that he says cooked vegetables, the liquid will have the flavor from the vegetables, that's not like the opinions in Mishnah Yud Aleph, but rather like the opinion in the Mishnah Yud, that pickling doesn't take out the flavor, but cooking does. And regarding this, that he says even pickling will take out the flavor, so that's going to have to be like what it says in Mishnah Yud with sharp vegetables, the chassis, sharp vegetables, onions, garlics, and the sort, they release flavor into the water, and so then if these vegetables were chumra, the water will become forbidden to a non-kayan.